From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities say their artillery has killed at least 55 Islamic State insurgents in northern Iraq, northern Syria, that is. The shelling, which targeted regions north of Aleppo, came in response to weeks of rocket attacks on a Turkish border town. Also, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western powers of failing to help his government fight IS militants on Turkish soil. Philippine President Benigno Aquino is appealing for a peaceful, orderly vote as millions head to the polls to choose his successor. Polling going into today's vote showed the tough-talking mayor of Davao, Rodrigo Duterte, as the surprise favorite. Anita Alderete says, "Of course it's Duterte. We are here for him. Who else?" Duterte is known for his profanity-filled speeches against the government and his threats to murder criminals. Voters also are choosing candidates of 18,000 federal and local offices. At least 5 people were killed, 13 others wounded after an explosion and gunfire attack on a Mogadishu traffic police headquarters in the Somali capital. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for that attack. Witnesses said they heard a huge explosion followed by gunfire at the entrance of the traffic police headquarters near the old seaport in Shangani district. A car bomb was detonated by a suicide bomber. Moments later, a militant tried to enter the building but was shot by police. Mogadishu Ambulance Services told VOA they recovered the bodies of 5 people, transported 13 others who were wounded. This is VOA News.